What about the patient who has a HER2 positive tumor, but the tumor is node negative? How do you approach those patients?
In my setting, if they fit into the group of patients that went into the HERA or any of the other trials, we'll treat them with Herceptin. So anybody who has a tumor greater than a centimeter, and particularly if they have other high-risk features, whether they're node negative or positive. And the magnitude, the relative effects look very similar in those patients. So the worrisome ones are the 0.9 centimeter tumor with every bad feature, including HER2 overexpression. And in my setting, those patients aren't funded. I think they probably could be candidates for Herceptin, and I certainly often discuss it with them.
What about the patient who has a HER2-positive tumor but in the metastatic setting, and now we're going to start to have this issue of having had prior trastuzumab?
Yeah.
Hopefully, lapatinib is going to become available. So that decision is going to start to get a little bit complicated. Where do you think we're heading in that regard?
Well, we all tried to do some studies of continuing Herceptin after progression and switching chemotherapy, and there are still a couple of studies out there limping along asking that question, and I hope there'll be some answers. Because it's been suggested that just keeping Herceptin on indefinitely is good. Now we are going to have the next question, which is if you relapse a year after you completed your Herceptin, should you get it again? And I think that will need a study.
How do you approach the question of post-adjuvant therapy? Is there a time since therapy that would make you not want to use trastuzumab?
If they'd already had trastuzumab and relapsed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I would think, you know, an interval of a year or more, and you might think about using it again. But I think we're going to have to do some studies to answer that question, because it's a very expensive therapy. If it's working, great. If it's not working, it'd be better to know.